today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, where we're going to speak about how do we avoid bad habits. So be with us. Today, Monday, 2nd of Rabiul Awal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open Allah's book and we want to learn one thing more than yesterday. For today, we'll listen to verses 19 to 23 of chapter Al-Ma'arij, verses 19 to 23. Then we speak about the important point of these verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وجمع فأوعى.
And collected wealth and hoarded.
إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا.
Indeed, mankind was created anxious.
إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا.
When evil touches him, impatient.
وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا.
And when good touches him, withholding of it.
إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ.
Except the observers of prayer.
الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ.
Those who are constant in their prayer.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy
Quran.
It is narrated from the noble prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, as saying, the most beloved of acts before Allah Almighty is what is done constantly, even if it happens to be seemingly insignificant. It is narrated that Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, that what is intended herein is that whenever man regrets one of the supererogatory things as an obligation and constantly does the deed. Another tradition narrated from the Imam reflects that the blessed concerns the establishment of obligatory ritual prayers.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا
How do we avoid bad habits? That's the topic of this episode of today's special. Dear listeners, in the Holy Quran, believers are admonished to shun all that which is vain. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, you can find this concept, chapter 23, verse 4. This is one reason why the youth of today are drifting away from the almost sacred habits of reading. Vanity disguised as entertainment is quickly turning into, if it is already hasn't, a serious problem. It also leads to an aversion to make important matters. A person can leave a bad habit provided that they have faith, and there are many people in the world who have left their bad habits completely. It has been observed that some people who had been drinking alcohol over a long period left this habit without a second thought in their old age, even though leaving a habit at the age is akin to becoming sick. After a little sickness, they get better as well.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Have you ever tried so hard to break a bad habit? Exploring your triggers is essential, as it is a cue that triggers the neurons in our brain to react in a certain way. We respond in a conditioned way because of the chemicals, usually dopamine, released into the brain when doing the act, making sure you come back for more. When chemicals are released, our brain registers a pleasurable feeling, so the body will react the same way for the same fix the next time. We must know this to combat our weaknesses, which will allow us to break the cycle. The second tip that we want to talk about and offer here is replacement. Replacement is a key. After you have identified the bad habits and the triggers, the next step is to replace them with something new. Every time we remove a bad habit, we leave a space in the brain, leaving our brains hungry for more dopamine rush we once had before. We have to remember that the habit served a purpose, dealing with stress, making us feel good, relieving boredom, and etc. Removing it creates a void that needs to be filled with something else. For those who like to play video games to relieve boredom, we can alter this habit by watching interesting documentaries instead.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This part entitled Powerful Questions to Ask Yourself to Break a Bad Habit. So we want to find one question here. What are my triggers? Triggers are the start of developing a habit, and to remove these triggers, you first need to know what they are for you. At least for 2 days, track your habit and check. Where or when does this habit happen? Are others involved? Is the habit counted, connected to any specific event before or after it? For example, you want to stop backbiting and you realize after 2 days that you tend to discuss other people's matters, specifically in the weekend when you visit relatives and you sit down to have tea after dinner. Instead of sitting down, planning something to do as a family at tea time. Have a family game ready. Or instead, busy yourself playing with any children around.
Oh,
another question, how to build good habits. First step is be mindful. In order to change, we need to identify the triggers and root causes of a particular action or behavior. This is because habitual actions are done without much effort and we do it out of routine. Being mindful is about being present or watchful in fulfilling our actions, knowing that we are constantly under Allah's observance and care. A way to do it is by catching yourself before you engage in the habit. When intending to change a bad character trait, such as anger, for example, we can try our best to calm ourselves before we start to go into a state of rage. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "If one of you is angry while he's standing, let him sit down so his anger will leave him. Otherwise, let him lie down."
A bad habit, they could destroy your relationships or your marriage, like addiction to pornography. It has an effect, perhaps not on your physical health, but on your mental health. It could develop psychological problems for you, such as depression. There are some addictions that can destroy your economic life and make you lose all of your money, like gambling addictions. It'll ruin your life, and you lose all that you have. Now the question is it possible to overcome an addiction? Is it possible to overcome a bad habit? You know, there's addictions, the things that we mentioned, and there's bad habits. It's a bad habit. It's not necessarily something that is haram or a sin. It's not something that is necessarily illegal and you're breaking the law, but it's a bad habit. It's something that you've been wanting to stop. It's something that you want to control yourself, but you haven't been able to. Is it possible to overcome an addiction or a bad habit? Absolutely. Absolutely, it's possible. And we know it's possible because there's millions of people that have been able to overcome their addiction. There are millions of people that have been able to overcome a bad habit. And so can you. And so can everyone. And you've been telling yourself that I want to overcome this addiction. I want to overcome this bad habit. And you've been putting it off. Now here's the chance. Here's the chance to make a decision to overcome this addiction, to overcome this bad habit, to make a decision and stick to the decision until you come out victorious.
Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about good habits and bad habits. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami.